What's up, Packers fans? Aaron Nagler here with your extra cheese on a Tuesday. Is it Tuesday? I don't even know what day it is. Camp, it all runs together. I believe it's Tuesday here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's what we do here at Cheesehead TV. We talk Packers each and every day before and after each training camp practice. You know what else we do? We play fantasy football on Underdog Fantasy, which you should too. Download the Underdog Fantasy app and get to it, man. Get on a best ball kick. You don't have to worry about injuries, lineups, any of that nonsense. Bye weeks, they'll take care of all the management for you with their best ball leagues on Underdog Fantasy. If you deposit now, you get a free $25 with code CHEESEHEAD. That's the code CHEESEHEAD. Get on it, man. It's a ton of fun. Already done a few drafts myself. May have gotten a lot of Packers. But yes, you can do all your fantasy stuff on Underdog Fantasy. Check it out. Download the app right now. All the fine people in the comments, good to see you all. We're starting off with a super chat right off the bat from Owen Town. What's up, Owen? What are the chances Rodgers, Adams, Jones, Tunyon, Alexander, and Clark have similar years to 2020? Seems like a lot of potential for regression. Just saying, go Pack, go. You're just saying you're a negative Nelly? Is that it? I understand your concerns. And you're right, they could regress, all of them, or one of them, or some of them. No question about it. But of the guys you've listed here, look at Jones, look at Tunyon, look at Alexander, and then especially look at Clark, because he was injured for the first half of last year, and once he rounded into shape after that injury, he was a man possessed for the final, say, six games. He was probably the best defensive player on the Packers' side in that NFC Championship game, an effort that went to waste, obviously, as they did not reach the big dance. But Clark, if he's full go, I think he's in for a much more productive year. But all those other guys, Jones, Tunyon, Alexander, those are young guys. I hope they're continuing to develop. I hope they're trending upwards. I hope they haven't leveled off. I mean, it's one thing to say, oh, they could all, you know, but regress. Yes, that's possible. If you're talking about strictly on the production side. But they're young football players. Now Adams and Rodgers, they're the best in the business. Even if they don't reach the heights that they hit last year, they're still going to be insanely productive, stuff that we've seen already play out pretty much every day here at training camp. So I understand the concern. You're right. A lot of guys got to play really well for them to reach the Super Bowl. Guess what? That's no different than any other year. And where those guys may falter or fall off, maybe you get ascending play from someplace else. You know? Let's look at this glass half full. It's being early August, for God's sakes. What else we got here, folks? Hi, hey, everybody. Danny, Andrew, Matt, Aaron. But I love talking trash by saying how I could have won only if I had started someone on my bench. Too old for this. That's a tried and true fantasy staple. You've got a point there. Brett, thanks to the super chat. How is Amari Rodgers looking? Haven't heard much. Really? I talked about how good he looked several times. But yeah, Amari looks good. He hasn't been given a whole lot as far as feeding him the football as of yet. Maybe they're, you know, as far as the installs go, package-wise, for whatever reason, a lot of the Tyler Irvin type stuff hasn't been a feature. They may be doing that inside too. They have a walkthrough tomorrow that we don't even get to watch. So there, you know, there's other stuff going on that we're not privy to, but he definitely looks like an athlete. He definitely looks like he'll belong and contribute. And at this point, that's all you can say. Justin Fields will dominate the Packers. That's so cute. I love that the Bears, like, somebody in the stands posted a video of Justin Fields throwing a completion in 7-on-7, and the Bears fans are acting like they have a quarterback. It's just adorable. I understand you haven't had one probably since you were born, and so you see a guy throwing on air or getting 7-on-7, and you think, we've got a quarterback. It's so cute. It's so cute. Nags twice a day spoiled. You got that right. Apologies. My two-year-old is keeping me from watching daily. Brett, it's all right. It's all good, man. That's why I do it twice a day. Make sure you guys see everything. Is 12 looking sharp? Yes. Love looked better today? Looks pretty much the same to me. Ups and downs. He's a young guy. He had one throw where he threw it off of play action in rhythm, and he looked outstanding. He had another throw where he tried to throw deep to Juwan Winfrey, and he was on a totally different page from his receiver. It was an incomplete pass. He had a what should have been an interception by Ty Summers when he tried to squeeze one in the middle of the field. He had an awesome throw to what's the number 16? Childs up the right sideline. Ups and downs, man. And don't buy or listen to anybody who tells you, oh, he's struggling or he looks bad. Because for every bad throw, you can see an awesome one. There are narratives to be spun here. I understand that. And yes, I am absolutely rooting for Jordan Love's success. I am absolutely guilty of that. No question about it. But I'm not going to sugarcoat the way he's thrown it or looked on any particular day or at any time in this camp. You just checked my Twitter feed. When he has thrown ducks and bad passes and interceptions, I've written about it. When he's looked good, I've said that. I'm going to tell you what's what. Right now, he looks like a young quarterback. There was one play today where he stepped up in the pocket looking to run. And you could see it. He was looking at the linebacker in front of him, judging where he's going to make his move. And then he made his move and tried to run for a couple yards. While all that's going on, coverage has run off to the right side, going deep. Randall Cobb is wide, screaming wide open on a delayed crosser. He never even looked at it. If he just turns his head and flicks it, it's a huge gain for Cobb. Those are things that young quarterbacks do. And Jordan Love is a young quarterback. Jay. Oh, guys, my computer is hating me today. I apologize. Jay, my wife was born and raised in Mexico. I've been explaining American football and politics every day. I don't know which one is more complicated. Well, I'm not going to get on a rant here, but American politics has kind of devolved into something that is far less complicated than football. It's just identity bullshit, right? Does she play chess? The analogy I always use for people who play chess is it's just violent chess. Very strategic, but there's a lot of blood and guts. Slayton update. Slayton had a pick six today. Final throw in the two-minute drill from Jordan Love got batted at the line of scrimmage and went up in the air, came down in awaiting arms of T.J. Slayton, and he rumbled, bumbled, stumbled up the right side to the end zone for a touchdown. Other than that, he looked good. It's really hard to see line play with the way they have practice set up right now. I may go into the stands one of these days just so I can watch the lines, because from where they have us sitting on, you have to be on one side of the Hudson Center or the other. You can't get a view of line play at all. Bradley, thank you. That's very nice of you. I appreciate what you do for us. I don't always agree, but I always respect. We can agree that we're a Super Bowl team. Bradley, 1,000,000,000%. I feel it, man. Thank you for those kind words. I'm glad you get it. You don't always have to agree, but we're all Packers fans. We're all hoping, rooting for a Super Bowl championship. It's not difficult. Anything in the pro shop that has caught your eye yet? Travis, I took a gander 2 days ago. I went to a little walk, and not really. I was hoping there'd be a new hat maybe that I could get. I might. There's a Bart Starr hat I might get, and there's a Lambo T-shirt I might procure before I leave. But other than that, no, nothing really caught my eye. Super Edge 99, oh boy, thanks for the super chat. We may not all agree on politics, but we can all unite as Packers fans and enjoy your content, Nagler. It's a beautiful new dawn of a beautiful new season. Enjoy this wonderful life you're living. Super Edge, that's very kind of you. Thank you very much. I actually had lunch with Matt Ramage today. We were talking about this very thing, this idea. And I know I pissed a lot of people off during the former president's tenure, made my political opinions very, very clear throughout the last 4 years, but I'm still a Packers fan. Anybody who hates what I say about politics on my own Twitter account, I understand it. But just know, we're all Packers fans, and we're all pulling for a Super Bowl. And that's all I can care about when I'm right here on Cheesehead TV. Super Edge, thank you for saying that. It's very nice of you, man. Ismail, thanks for the super chat. Myers, toughness, experience, smart, greater than Creed Humphrey. I mean, I know the Creed Humphrey thing is going to be probably debated and or analyzed, i.e. overanalyzed, for a very, very long time. But, Myers definitely looks like he belongs. Now, let's see what happens when we get some actual gameplay. But, yeah, I'm excited for him. And I know, like you said, the Draft Industrial Complex had Humphrey as the number one center. But, you know, that's why I don't pay attention to a lot of that. Winfrey, Gary, yes. I just made a note. I'll have my camp notes up after I'm done here. And Winfrey looked good again today. The kid looks legit. I know the deck is stacked against him, but he had another great play today where releases off the line into the zone, reads it perfectly, and bends his corner route the exact spot he needs to, as far as perfectly positioned between the corner and the safety, what John Gruden would call the turkey hole, so that neither one can get to it. Rodgers hits him, and it's a big gain in the two-minute drill. That's a pro play, man. That is good stuff from Winfrey. I don't know if he makes the squad, but, man, he looks legit so far. No doubt about it. Fuck politics and fuck the Chicago Bears. That's pretty spot on there, Sean. Is Gary looking like Bane this camp? We would be cooking with gas then. He had an incredible rush against Billy Turner today. I didn't see everything he did, but there was a couple pass rushes, one in particular against Billy that just, he sent him, I think he took his soul. Yeah, I don't know about Bane, but he certainly looked like an offensive villain today, no doubt about it. TJ Slayton was moving on his pick. Yeah, that's a lot of mass hurling into the netherworld of the end zone. That was fun to watch. Anybody beat Big Elton in one-on-one reps? They haven't done the strict like one-on-ones yet that they traditionally do in camp. They haven't done a lot of that period under Matt LaFleur. That used to be a staple under McCarthy. But they haven't had that drill yet. You know, the pads just came on today, and they didn't do it today. But I'll tell you what, no one's gotten past him in team. Not once. Not even close. Not even sniffing it. Whether it was before without pads or today with pads. Nobody. Nada. Nine. William, thanks for the super chat. How many White Castles have you eaten in a wild alcoholic haze? You know what? If there was a White Castle closer to me in New York, maybe a few. But since there isn't, I haven't. But I will say, White Castle fries only come in one size. Don't ever forget it. Dan, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, it's late here in the UK. Thank you for your coverage, helping us UK folk keep informed with the goings-on. Can't wait for 1 a.m. kickoffs. Dan, they're right around the corner, buddy. Hope you're sticking with Cheesehead TV throughout the season. We're going to have a lot of fun stuff on game day. Thank you for the support. All this training camp competition talk, but nobody is mentioning Joe Barry's one-on-one with air. Yes, Joe Barry has tackled the air repeatedly, apparently. Good times. I think it's pretty safe to say that whatever five or six wide receivers they keep will be A-Rod's guys, so maybe ask him about it. Oh, yes and no. I mean, obviously Cobb is there, but I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that he gets final say on the wide receiving depth chart as much as maybe he would like it. There was a picture of him today. I saw it, but I didn't get a picture of it, but I did see someone got it of Goody and Aaron having a chat off to the side, watching the second stringers. Peace in our time. The collider ain't got nothing on Slayton. I like. Are we doing watch parties again this year? Yes, we are. Hopefully for all the games. That's our plan right now. Who knows what comes up during the season? But yes, right now the plan is watch party for every single game. Petten would never tackle the air. True. How is Funchess doing? He stepped it up today. And I'll tell you what, Funchess and EQ were both doing special teams work today. You know, they want to make this team. I will say Funchess has been rolling in with the ones a little bit more the last couple practices. He's had a couple of nice connections with 12, who seems to be trusting him. And he's also been there for Love, been a kind of a safety valve at times. He's caught pretty much everything. I haven't seen him drop anything. And he seems to be running really precise routes where the quarterbacks know where he's going to be. So far, so good for Funchess, I would say. When is transplants returning? Probably the week before the season starts. Probably. I'll be back in New York. Corey will be here in Green Bay, but we'll work it out. Do you think there will be a consistent pass rush this year? I mean, yes, I think so. But, like, there's so much three-step now. And there's so much quick game in the NFL. I mean, consistent on third and long? Sure, yeah, I think so. But it's so rare that that's such a small part of the game these days. I mean, you just want disruption. You want to be able to disrupt and the quarterback get him off his spot. It's hard to do that in the quick game, three-step drops, etc. But yes, I think it will be more consistent than it was last year throughout the entirety of the season. Could EQ go to practice squad? I don't think so, Jill. I'd have to go back and look. The rules now that they've been updated due to COVID and the new CBA, but I would think he's got too much water under the bridge, so to speak. But with now with vets and guys going on in the practice squad, possibly. Nice. Will we sign any veteran defensive tackles? I doubt it. I was asked that this morning. I would suspect this money that they, this cap space that they've created with Rodgers' new deal, I would suspect they'd utilize that to extend some of their own guys. I'd be surprised if they went outside the building, but I've been surprised before. Does Barry wrap his freaking arms when tackling the air? Yes, Daniel. Yes, he does. I want Jair blitzing through the gap. John Money package, Matt. I'm all for that. I will have to tell Joe Barry. What else we got? What else we got? My computer hates me. We need to cover the middle on third down. Oz, I will let them know. I'll tell you what, it's been a struggle so far in camp again. I hate to break it to you. But it's just installs. They're not game planning yet, so there's still hope. How much do you expect us to see Amos in the box this season? Seems like he's at his best there. We've seen quite a bit of it, actually, so far early on in camp. Now, remember, that's not game plan stuff. That's install stuff. So it's packages that they're working on where he is down in the box. We saw it again today. He's been alongside Barnes at times. He's been by himself at times. And when he drops down, Henry Black has been the safety replacing him on the back end opposite Savage. But yes, I think we'll see maybe not a lot of that, but that will certainly be a wrinkle that they utilize. You think Joe Barry will be a lot better than Pettine? I don't know about a lot better, but I think he'll be a better fit with Matt LaFleur. I think he'll play a style and call a style of game more in sync with what LaFleur wants to see as far as aggression and getting in guys' faces and things like that. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Football is wizard's chess. I'll take it. That works. I like it. I heard Shamar looked good from the star position today. Angel, he was playing a lot of the slot stuff. I don't know if it was true star, but yes, he was running slot for almost the entirety of the first team stuff with the second unit. Shannon Sullivan's still running with the first, but he looked good. He locked up with Amari Rodgers a few times, definitely stuck his nose in there against the run. And to me, that's the question. Can he, man, he doesn't look like the biggest guy. I don't know what he's listed at, but can he hold up physically if teams want to try and run the ball at him? Now, that's where the rubber really meets the road, but he seemed up for it today. It's early, but I like what I see. Mark, what's up, buddy? Sorry I'm late. Hope you're good, Nags. Mark, I am great, especially now that you're here. Is Barry a sideline guy or a booth guy? Don't know yet. I think he's done sideline at his previous stops, if I remember right. But we get to ask him on Sunday. We get the coordinators Sunday afternoon after family night on Saturday. Could you compare Rodgers and Love at this same point in their careers? Not dissimilar. The inconsistency is similar. I think Aaron was a little smoother. And now whether that's because he, you know, had a full offseason his rookie year or whatever, George still got some rough edges. There's no doubt about that. But the inconsistency is really similar. People don't remember, but Aaron did not look great those first two summers in Green Bay. It was hard to watch at times. There were certainly throws where you went, oh. But for the most part, he struggled quite a bit. And ask, I'm not making that up, ask anybody who was on the beat at that time. Greg Bedard and I talk about it all the time. Aaron did not look like the answer in any way, shape, or form. And that's not to say that, you know, Jordan Love is the same place Aaron Rodgers was. I think he's in a different, obviously in a much different scheme, very different skill players around him, being asked to do very different things in regards to how the offense operates. But I think, you know, it's similar in the sense that they're young. Aaron was and Jordan is young guys trying to learn to be pros. And, you know, again, the talent shines through every once in a while. It's just getting it to be a consistent thing. That's the trick. Took one or two more here. Jones or two. What's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Who gets the TD first, Slayton or Jenkins? I hope it's Jenkins. I want Jenkins. He was talking about going out on a tight end screen today because Matt LaFleur made the joke that he's so versatile they could light him up, line him up at tight end. I want to see this. I want to see Elgton Jenkins take a tight end screen for like 30 yards. Has J.K. Scott secured his spot on the roster? I don't think so. They haven't done a ton of live special teams punting yet, but yeah, no, I would say there's a long way to go in that regard. I haven't seen much of the other guys, but as far as the specialists go, but yeah, no, I think J.K. is in for a battle, and I think preseason will go a long way in determining that. Stokes greater than King? Eventually. I mean, it's hard to say right now because King hasn't practiced. He literally has not practiced one time. So we'll just have to wait and see. Is Tom Silverstein just a hard truth guy or an old head? Probably a bit of both, but I love Tom. I think he's one of the best in the business. And, you know, he's not going to – he doesn't get caught up in a lot of bullshit, says what he sees, and pretty much essentially tells it like it is. I read and listen to Spoon before anybody else on the beat. I'll say that. And work from there. Why is J.K. Scott's nickname the weapon? I don't even remember who started it. May have been Corey. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. That's something somebody said. I think so. It was about punters and why do they draft a punter? And, oh, a punter can be a weapon. And then we started calling him the weapon his rookie year. We, meaning the collective online, not Cheesehead TV. How is Dylan progressing? Pretty damn well, I would say. He looks smooth in the passing game. Saw him take a nice kind of step up in pass pro today, too, against a linebacker, which is obviously always a concern with a young back. But, yeah, I think he's ready for prime time. I'm excited to see what he does this year. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Nags, whether it's the Packers, the Jedi, politics, or whatever, we all just need to dig what we dig and respect what everyone digs. Well, not what everyone digs. I don't respect anybody who likes the Minnesota Vikings. But other than that, yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm totally with you. That's Bradley. That's perfect. Trade King and a second rounder for Xavien Howard. Also, I know this will never happen. Correct. Bethany, thoughts on Gene Charles? I talked about him a little bit before. He looked really good today, running with the twos in the slot. Had some nice matchups with Amari Rodgers. It's the first time I've really noticed him this camp. Now, maybe that's a good thing because the pads did come on today. That's when you want to start shining. So, yeah, I mean, long way to go, but I really liked what I saw today. Definitely battled there in the slot, and that's a tough gig. That's one of the toughest spots when you're out there pretty much kind of on an island when you've got this guy in the slot opposite you who can go any which way. You know, you're a boundary corner. You can use the sideline as your friend a lot of the times, but you get inside, the whole world's open to that wide receiver, and you got to stick with him. And for the most part, I thought he did a really good job of that today. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out and talking Packers each and every day with me here on Cheesehead TV. Hey, it's that time of year. The Packers yearbook is out, the official Green Bay Packers yearbook, and you can get yours. Head to packersyearbook.com and use the code CHTV to get 10% off. There it is on your screen. Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams, and Aaron Jones looking fantastic, ready to destroy the NFL once again. Go to packersyearbook.com. Use code CHTV. That's what you want to do. All right, everybody. Got to get going. Thank you so much for hanging out, talking Packers. Please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. With that in mind, programming note, Packers Daily will be later tomorrow since there is no practice. I'll probably be doing it around noon, central time. So be on the lookout for the creation of the YouTube page. That'll tell you when it's going to be. I don't want you guys hanging around in the morning wondering where I am. So I'll be a little later tomorrow morning. In the meantime, please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Have a great day, everybody. Go Pack, go.